As you may recall, I recently did a show at a theater called Stone Church, which is, in fact, a church. The church isn't called Stone Church, but the theater is the Stone Church Players, and they do their shows right there in that church. I have seen shows in that church. The first show I saw was one that Lauren did. She was in a production of The Bridges in Madison County. And I sat in one of the pews, which is where you sit to see those shows. And I was immensely uncomfortable. They have built-in shelves on the row of seats in front of you to hold the, I don't know, books of prayers. I have no idea. I don't know what the books are in church, but to hold the church books. And no matter where you sat, you're at my height, at least, your knee was pressed directly into those things. So there was not enough room for my legs, and the benches themselves, the pews, were pretty uncomfortable. So every other show I've seen there, I sit in one of these two throne-like chairs in the back of the church. It's not where you're supposed to sit to watch those things, but they're nice big chairs with infinite leg room. Every once in a while, a show blocks them off because they do for different reasons. But when those chairs are open, I'll sit there because I fit there. So in the past year or two, I saw a friend's production, actually a two-person musical called The Last 5 Years, and I sat in that chair. And it just so happens that one of the two chairs is also dead center with the stage. And it also just so happens that in the last 5 years, the man and woman leads spent a whole lot of time singing solo songs. One is telling their story forwards in time, one's telling their story backwards in time, and at one point in the middle they meet, but otherwise you're always seeing them individually, whatever. But the dude, whenever he would sing, would take center stage and look straight out, which meant that he and I would hold eye contact for the entirety of every song he sang. And I didn't really know the actor very well. We knew each other casually. But after the show, when I was talking to him, I'm like, hey, we really went through it together because he was singing every song directly to me. And it's like, yeah, no, we did. I locked eyes with you and that was it. I have more to say on this, but let's get the theme song since we're almost 2 minutes in.
Your Daily Lex.
So yeah, it was odd to have him lock eyes with me the whole time. And once you're in that situation, you can't look away. Like, you can't break eye contact. You also can't laugh. And there is something very funny about it when I'm having these strange moments with this guy. But you want to hold the emotion they're holding. It's a whole thing. So anyway, last night was Eve of Voice, one of two shows every school year at Sierra School and now Liam's High School, where the singing students sing songs. And it's really great. They're very talented kids. And Liam actually volunteered to accompany Sierra on piano, which was very cool. It was very fun to see your two kids performing a little thing together where he was playing and she sang. And she crushed it. He crushed it. It was great. My in-laws also went to the show, and they went in first and got seats. And when I walked in to find where their seats were, they had taken the very front row. And to save seats for me and Lauren, they had sat with a seat in between them and put jackets on that seat and a seat to one of their sides, whatever. So I take the middle seat. And only then, after the show started, did I realize, oh, I'm smack dab in the very front row, dead center. And dead center, of course, is where all those kids stood to sing, which meant that multiple love songs and hate songs were being sung directly to me again. And one girl sang Burn from Hamilton and just stared into my eyes the entire time. And it's the kind of thing that's like objectively hilarious, but you can't laugh because these kids are going through it. They're rocking the emotion of the songs. Some of the kids were singing theater songs where I'm totally fine with expressing emotion. Some of them were singing like pop songs, and it's a little bit weird when you like are singing, say, Creep by Radiohead, and you're prowling around the stage and acting out as if you're really singing to a person, whatever. But several of them held eye contact with me the whole time. It was very reminiscent of that same time last, what's that show called? The Last 5 Years. Very reminiscent of my experience when I saw that show. And super awkward also. So that was fun. It's a rare Friday episode of Your Daily Lex. I usually miss Fridays. Happy Halloween to you. If you haven't done Lexicogs today, I recommend you do. It's pretty funny. lex.games/lexicogs. And I'm also packing later today, which is maybe the scariest thing of all. It's also the first Halloween, really, since I had kids, where I'm not trick-or-treating with anybody. And it's fine. Everything's fine. I have no emotion about it. He's lying. Anyway, happy Friday, happy weekend, and we'll talk in a week because I'm going on vacation on Sunday. Goodbye.
Lex.